I want you to shut your eyes and take 3 deep breaths. Letting go with each breath a little bit more of the stress and tension from your day. And I want you to see yourself in your mind's eye. I want you to see yourself standing on a vast black mirror. And that vast black mirror is liquid energy. In your feet, when you lift one up, your naked feet, you'll see that the mirror comes up with you like chewing gum stuck to you. And there is no fear, because you know that you are safe in the energies that I surround you with. And the black mirror starts to come up over your feet. And starts to move up your legs. And it is taking you into another dimension. You are very safe. Up over your kneecaps, up the back of your legs. And as you look down, you see your calves and feet and knees, beautiful liquid shining black. Nothing oily to it, just clear black. Light in a liquid form. And this light has come all the way from the void, and every single drop of it is filled with multi-dimensional possibilities of manifestation. And it's moving up your thighs into your crotch and the base of your buttock. Up over your hips. I want you to see yourself naked for this exercise. If so, if you have on clothes, see them dissolve now. Up over your chest. Up your back. Up over the pectorals or breasts towards the shoulders. Running down the arms like treacle. Into the elbows. Down the arms. Into the wrists and hands. And while this energy is covering you, it is absorbing your inflammation, your exhaustion, your stress and worries. And it is feeding into your nervous system, rejuvenating it as it slides up your neck and over your face. And if you are claustrophobic, just leave the little holes open for your nose and your eyes if you're claustrophobic. But if not, just cover your face, because it makes no difference. It is an exercise, not a 3D reality. Over your head. And now that you are black, I want you to sit down on the mirror and then lay down on it. And as you lay upon this vast plane of black energy glass, your fingers and toes start to dissolve. And your ears, and your nose. As if you're like warming wax, you are dissolving into the darkness. You're getting flatter and flatter. If you look down now, you would see yourself like half of you was gone. All of your back pain. neck pain, skull pain, any pain at all is dissolving with this. And as you go flatter and flatter, like you are nearly a two-dimensional cutout, you start to feel a lightening of your spirit. That you don't have to carry the heaviness of your body around with you right now. It is a sacred temple, but right now you are going to have a break from it because it has many demands. It needs water, it needs food, it needs rest, it needs exercise, it needs to be bathed, it needs to be clothed. But not right now. Right now, you are dissolving back into this mirror. And on the other side of this mirror is a dream you have, something that you've been really wanting in your life. It could be a man or a woman that you desire, it could be a new house, a new car, it could be a beautiful holiday, could be a new business, or it could be a healthier you if you are ill. And I want you just to be the mirror. You don't have to become a person, and you are like above the sky looking down at that thing that you desire to be or have or become. Just look at it. And then allow your senses to stretch through the width and breadth of the entire mirror, which is thousands and thousands of miles wide. And in every single molecule of it, you are present and very aware and very sensitive. And I want you to imagine that you are descending upon your dream, your wish, your want, your desire, until you start to absorb it. So if it's in a tree like lined area or a park, you start to absorb the top of the trees. If it's in a room, you start to absorb the top of the house or the ceiling. Or if it's just a picture of you, you start to absorb the top of your head. And allow that dream, that wish, that want, that desire to melt like you did into the creational space of the void mirror. And this is the mirror that lives on the 222nd layer of your field. This is the place you create everything in your life. And this is the first time you've consciously connected to this creational mirror. And this is the first time we have done this, and therefore it is the first time you are making a conscious creation with your 222nd layer of your field. And you can do this exercise every day, creating your wants, needs, and desires. And it will accelerate how fast your manifestations come to you. It has been wonderful spending this time with you. I will see you soon. Love, Shivana.